That you need to get on your knees. Amen. Amen. I appreciate the choir singing. I appreciate you being here tonight. And we just want you to be much in prayer for the service and pray God's will be done in our heart and our life. Amen. I'm glad God's real. I'm glad He's able to do for us what needs to be done in our heart and our life. And I just thank God that He is real today. And I'm glad God is able to save to the uttermost. Doesn't matter who you are or what you are. I'm glad God can reach down and save today. And I challenge the men in the prayer room to take a few minutes out during the day to pray for the lost. And I really am burdened about this. And I want you to help us pray that God would touch the lost and Lord God would draw them down to an old-fashioned altar. And there they might be saved by the grace and by the power of God. I appreciate the messages Wednesday night and also the one this morning. And young'uns, that's enough preaching to save the entire world if they just listen to the Spirit of God and let God draw them down to that place called Calvary that God could save their soul. But I do appreciate the opportunity and want you to do that if you would. And I just pray that God would touch hearts and lives and help them today. I appreciate you being with us here in the house of God tonight. And I want to share with you the message the Lord God has laid upon our heart. And I told the men down in the prayer room, now this is not a shouting message. I don't know where I'll even move out of where I'm standing right now or not. I don't know, but I will mind the Spirit of God. I want you to know that. And I want you to do this very same thing tonight. And I do want you to listen to what God has for us tonight. And children, this is how God speaks to us, is through His Word. And I want to encourage you. If I've ever been anything in my life, I want to be an encourager and encourage folks today to keep loving God, serving Him, living for Him, and just doing whatever the Lord God wants them to do. Now, God has a job for all of us to do, and we need to find that job out and do it the very best we possibly can. And so you help us today by praying for us as we try to share with you the Word of God. The book of Galatians, chapter number 5, start reading with verse number 16. Down through verse number 26 and share with you that God has laid upon our heart. If you have a Scofield Reverence Bible, be on page 1247 in the Word of God. If you like to stand, you may do so as we read the Word of God tonight. In Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16, the Bible says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, valiance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions and heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reviling, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If ye live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." May God add His blessing to the reading of God's Word tonight. I'm going to ask Brother Chris if he would lead us to the Lord in prayer, please. Brother, amen. Thank you, Brother Chris. Appreciate that tonight. The Lord laid this message on my heart about Tuesday after much prayer and looking to Him for what I need to speak on tonight. And God began to touch my heart about this message. And He said, "Kenny, this is what I want you to try to preach this night. And I want you to listen to what God has to say as we try to bring and give to you the message that the Lord God has given me." And the title of my message today is Christian Character. And as we look at the Word of God today and see that it's very important today to have that Christian character in our heart and our life. But I want to tell you today, children, that the world is fighting against our Christian character today. They want to destroy what you and I have lived for, have given our soul to, and every day of our life, living out there at the workplace, living off the workplace, living here in the house of God. The world wants to destroy your character and my character today. Our Christian character, they want to destroy that. Now, I want to ask you today that to let the Holy Spirit of God come into your life and help you today to understand that without God, young as we cannot make it today. I cannot stand. I cannot live. I cannot walk. I cannot do anything without Jesus Christ in my heart and in my life today. Without Him, my friend, we can't do it today. And I want to take the message this morning, this evening, and try to show you in the Word of God the way the devil comes in and try to destroy our character today. Now, after many years of standing and preaching the Word of God, my friend, I've been called everything in the sun. I've been stood and talked about and talked in front of. My friend, I've had everything that you can imagine, my friend, come into my life. But I'm glad that God has took all those things and, my friend, put them in my heart and my life, and instead of that making me weaker, my friend, it's made me stronger today. And I'm glad, my friend, that that's the way God does it today. If you look with me back in chapter 5 and verse number 1, as you look through the book of Galatians today, you'll find that Paul's talking about, my friend, the difference between living under grace and living under the law. My friend, a lot of folks today want to put their thumb on you and I today and make us live under the law today. But youngs, we're not living under the law today. My friend, we're living under grace. And I thank God for that. And because if I went by the law, my friend, I'd been dead in hell a long time ago. But I thank God for His grace and His mercy that has come into my heart and come into my life. This is a fifth time in the book of Galatians that Paul refers to the book living under grace and living under a law today. And my friend, we as God's children today, sometimes when somebody comes in and challenges our character, my friend, we fold over and say, well, Lord, I don't know about this. I just can't go through all this persecution in my life today. But youngins, you can't afford not to. Every time the devil comes in and persecutes you and tries to tear down your Christian character, it ought to build you up that much stronger. And youngs, I've learned some things over my life, my friend, also living for the Lord and my friend, dealing with things that come in our life. Youngs, if we'll just, my mom and dad has always taught us, youngins, said, if you ain't got something good to say, just don't say nothing at all. Amen. And I want to tell you something today. These folks that come in and try to tear down my Christian character and your Christian character, you know what the best thing to do to those folks is? Just don't say nothing at all. They can ramp and they can rave and they can storm and they can snort and they can stomp around. They can call you everything under the sun. But my friend, if you look at them in love, have a smile on your face. And my friend, just don't say nothing. Amen. And my friend, I want to tell you something tonight, children. The world is trying to tear our Christian character down. And youngs, we need to stand up and say, Lord, you help me to be the Christian that I need to be. Now, the very first thing that comes into our mind is that, well, they said that about me, I'm going to say something back, my friend, to them. That's exactly what the devil, my friend, wants you to do. That's exactly what they want you to do. But I'm glad today, my friend, that Jesus Christ is much stronger in my heart and my life, my friend, than He ever has been. And youngs, I can stand there with a smile, look the devil right in the face, and my friend, not say a thing. That tears them up. My friend, that tears them up. They can't stand that. But I want you to know today, and when they get done rapping and raving, they'll turn around and walk away. My friend, and I just, in myself, I'm a-grinning. Amen. And knowing that God is everything that He's done for me, you think I'm going to fold up and give over to Satan? Absolutely not. I'm not going to do that. The world is attacking our Christian character today. But the Bible says here in the verse, chapter 5 and verse number 1, it says, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free." Amen. Youngs, listen to me tonight. We're not under the law tonight. My friend, we're not under the law subjection tonight. But thank God we're living free. The Bible said if Jesus set you free, you are free indeed. Thank God for salvation that is real and free today. Youngs, it didn't cost me a thing. Didn't cost you a thing. But it cost Jesus Christ His life on the cross of Calvary to save you and I today. And my friend, listen, it come with a free. It was offered to us for free. Didn't cost us not one thing. All we had to do accept that in our heart, in our life today. The Bible says, "Stand fast wherewith the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage." My friend, listen, the world wants to put restrictions on us. My friend, they want to come in and tear us down and try to get rid of us. But my friend, I'm telling you right now, we need to stand firm in Jesus Christ. Stand firm in this liberty, my friend, that has set us free. Jesus died that you and I might be free. And I thank God for that today. I'm free to worship God. I'm free to serve God. I'm free to live for God. God is free, my friend, and I'm glad that He has made us free, that we just accept Him and live for Him and walk with Him today. Young as the world wants to tear us down and destroy us, but I'm glad, children, that God, in all of His mercy and all of His love, my friend, that He's given us today, young as we can live free with Him today. The Bible said in verse 16, "This I say then, I walk in the Spirit and be not fulfill the lust of the flesh." My friend, God wants us to walk in the Spirit of God. Preacher, what is walking in the Spirit of God? Let me tell you today, my friend, the Spirit of God, I can't reach out and touch it. I can't grab hold of it. My friend, I can't see it. But I want to tell you something. Now, I'm not saved by feelings. But young'uns, I can feel the Holy Spirit of God, and so can you today. My friend, that Spirit of God that comes in to our heart and our life. The Bible says there in verse 16, it said, "Well, for us to walk in the Spirit and don't fulfill the lust of the flesh." Young'uns, there is a warfare between the flesh and the Spirit. And young'uns, we've got to realize this today. The flesh is weak and the Spirit is strong. But my friend, sometimes the flesh will override the Spirit of God. The Bible says you'll find out you do the things that you shouldn't do. Paul mentions that in the Word of God. He said, "I find myself doing things that I shouldn't do." My friend, listen to me today. The flesh, sometimes it overrides us. But the Bible says for us to walk in the Spirit of God, for us to crucify this flesh and get this flesh crucified and live every day and let God lead us and guide us every single day. And young'uns, I'm going to tell you something. You can feel the Spirit of God in the house of God. But what really matters to me is I can feel Him in that little house right there about five houses down on the right. I can feel Him in that house just as much and as strong as I can feel Him right here in this church house tonight. Young as He comes in that little old house down there sometimes, and I'll tell you, it gets so good down there. I get up and go to shouting and praising God. I cry so hard I can't do nothing but cry. But I want to tell you something today. My friend, the Spirit of God is real. And my friend, it'll help us today when all the world comes against our Christian character. We can stand up with a smile on our face, love in our heart, and say, "Thank God for Jesus Christ. He has set me free. Thank God I am not under the yoke of bondage no more. Thank God I'm free, and God says I was free indeed." Amen. And I praise God for that today. Without Him, We cannot serve and worship Him today. The Bible said, for the lust of again the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. My friend, I want to tell you something today. When we allow the flesh to override the Spirit of God, we get ourselves in trouble. And youngs, we need the Spirit of God in our heart and our life to combat the world today that is coming in trying to destroy your Christian character today. Youngs, we need the Spirit of God in our heart and our life. Listen, what we find in the Word of God, this is another message, and I someday I might preach this, but it's another message. Paul talks about, my friend, the flesh, the soul, and the spirit. Do you know that, my friend, the human beings are a Trinity today? Just like God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. My friend, we've got the flesh. That's the outer being. We got the soul. My friend, that's what God saves. And then we got the Spirit of God in our heart and our life. Just a few months from now, you're going to go out there and dig your garden up. You're going to get that thing all prettied up, and you're going to lay your rows off, and you're going to start planting that corn. My friend, you plant that corn in the garden, you cover it up. My friend, you do everything you need to do, and then you say, Lord, you water it and you take care of it. But that grain of corn that you put in that hill, that grain of corn, my friend, has to do something before it comes up. My friend, that thing germinates, and when it starts to germinate, you know what happens? The outer shell of that corn has to bust open. You know what you and I have to do as Christians today? My friend, that corn bust is open so that inner part, that inner being of that corn, my friend, can start to grow. And after a while, you see it go through and sprout through the ground and grow up. And my friend, then it'll reproduce the same thing that you put in the ground. Spiritually today, youngs, we've got to break that shell. I'm talking about this right here. The flesh. You've got to crucify that flesh in order for the Spirit of God, my friend, to come out of your soul. And my friend, open up. And then, you know what's going to happen? You're going to produce other Christians. Preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. My friend, I'm telling you right now, if you let the Spirit of God do its work in your life, and my friend, and it germinate in your heart, and my friend, that love of God comes out, my friend, you're going to run across somebody somewhere that you can witness to. My friend, that person may look at you right square in the eye, said, what must I do to be saved? If they were to do that tonight, how many of us would know what to do, how to lead that person to the Lord Jesus? My friend, it's a very important thing today. I don't care where you at. I have prayed. I have preached. I have preached and prayed everywhere. My friend, I've stood in the backyard in a home and preached the Word of God. And people come down to the altar, give their heart and their life to Jesus. I preached in prisons. I'll preach anywhere. God opens a door, I'll preach. Amen. My friend, I'm telling you here tonight, children, we've got to have the Spirit of God in our heart and our life today. We are combated about, my friend, with these things that come in our life, and we've got to take care of the flesh. We've got to get this flesh out of the way and say, God, I want your Spirit. I want your love. I want your power in my heart and my life, that I might be a witness and might be a help to somebody today. The Bible lists all these things of the flesh right here in the Word of God from 17, 18, 19, and 20, and 21. All these things are in the flesh today. Preacher, I can overcome them. No. You cannot overcome them in your own self. My friend, the only way you can overcome them is through Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Holy Spirit of God. That's the only way you can overcome them. When we begin to have these things come up and rise up in our life, we go to God and say, Lord God, would you help me with this? Would you take... You know why we do that today, children? Because there's somebody out there looking for something that they can destroy your Christian character. They know if they can destroy your Christian character, my friend, they have took one out of the way. Youngs, I'm telling you today, there's not enough devils in hell itself, my friend, that can take my name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. They can say what they want to say. I've been called everything from a goat, my friend, right to... It's amazing, my friend, what folks call other Christians today. But you know what? They can call me what they want to. They can do whatever they want to. They can say whatever they want to say. I want to tell you this. I know without a shadow of a doubt that my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And there ain't enough devils in hell itself to take my name out of that book. And if God wants me to shout, I'm going to shout. If God wants me to run, I'm going to run. And knows I'll tell you today, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. My friend, the Spirit of God is real today. The power of God is real today. I'm thank God for what God's doing and has done in my life today. Youngs, he scraped the bottom of the barrel when he reached down and he saved me. But when he saved me, he changed me. My friend, he changed me from the inside out. Listen, you wouldn't know it. My friend, you wouldn't know it. I had long hair. My friend, I when I got out of the army, I said that there was never a man going to stand in my face and cuss me and talk this stuff in my face, my friend, about me. There's not another man going to do that to me. But you know what? I had to eat my words on that. You know why? God put something in my heart in my life that I never had as much, my friend, in my life. I love my family. I cared for my family. But my friend, that love that God put in my heart and my life, I want you to know when that deacon stood in front of me and called me all those names, told me I wasn't a preacher, told me I couldn't preach. Hey, I already know, Dad. I know I couldn't preach. He didn't have to tell me that. But I want to tell you something. My friend, when that deacon done that, it just took me down to the floor. I walked out of there. I feel about that high. I got in the automobile and Shirley looked over at me and said, Kenny, what did God call you to do? I said, honey, he called me to preach. She said, preach. Amen. Whew. That's all I've done from that day to this. I preach. I don't care. My friend, I don't care. Amen. What the world and the devil is doing. Youngs, I'm telling you that God and His Spirit is real and it's great in our heart and our life. I'm glad for the Spirit of God. I'm glad for the power of God. I'm glad for what God can do in our life today. But we've got to take care of this stuff. We've got to take care of the flesh. We've got to crucify this flesh and let it be opened up that the Spirit of God, through the love of God, can come out of our heart and our life. My friend, when that begins to happen, we'll find ourselves, when that time comes, we'll find ourselves with a smile on our face and a song in our heart telling that person about Jesus and how much they love my friend today. Youngs, listen to me. I am not under the law and neither are you tonight. Youngs, we're in the grace and the love of God that He has given my friend, us today. The Bible starts in verse number 22 down through verse number 26. And it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. My friend, this Christian character today is produced by something. My friend, and that Christian character that I'm talking about tonight, if you just turn a few pages over to Galatians chapter 2, my friend, you'll find in verse number 20. The Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Now I want to tell you tonight, youngs, that's Bible. Thank God after you're saved by the grace of God, it's not you living it anymore. It is Christ that lives inside of you and I today. It's Him, my friend, that helps us make it through every day that you and I live today. Tomorrow morning, if you work tomorrow morning, That person been coming to you and trying to destroy your Christian character, he'll be right there tomorrow trying to do the same thing. But you know what you ought to do? First of all, you ought to pray and get everything right with God. My friend, then get up and say, Lord God, you help me put a smile on my face. You help me to look that person right in the eye with a smile on my face. And whatever God wants you to do, my friend, that's what you need to do. I have found out in my walk of life, my friend, I can look at them with a smile on my face, look them dead in the eye, and not say a word. And buddy, that just kills them. My friend, that hurts them so bad. They're wanting to pick a fight. They're wanting to pick an argument. But if you look at them with a smile on your face, just don't say a word. Youngs, after a while, they'll shut up. Amen? They'll shut up, my friend, after a while. Thank God for the grace of God and the power of God today. Listen, Christian character, I'm going to tell you what it is. Christian character, my friend, is in possession of these nine graces we find here in the Word of God. Now, do you hear me tonight? The Bible says that Christian character is in possession. Now, you know what in possession means, don't you? I've got some keys in my pocket right here. And on these keys are some things that's in my possession. My pickup, my car, my home. That's my possessions. That's what God's given me. My friend, God has given you some possessions that's yours. My friend, listen. The Bible says here in the Word of God that a Christian character is these that are in possession of the nine graces we find here in the Word of God. The first three is love, joy, and peace. My friend, you know what these characters are? My friend, they are of an inward state in our life today. That's what's in our heart and in our soul today. The love, the joy, and the peace of God that's beyond understanding today. Those things, those characters that you and I possess today, they are in our inner being, our inner state today. The Bible here talks about the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. My friend, this love, joy, and peace is the inward part of our walk with God. That's what's in our heart. That's what's in our life today. My friend, we not only see that, but we see the long-suffering, the gentleness, and the goodness. My friend, that character is expression toward man. Younguns, we've got to be long-suffering, my friend, to these folks that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Listen, I get just as aggravated as you do. When somebody talks about me or my loved ones, I get aggravated. Sometimes I have blown my top. I had to get on my knees before God, asked Him to forgive me. I have learned over the years to do what I've already told you to do. Why did I do that? My friend, because of these three inner characteristics that God has placed in our heart, in our life. These three characteristics that we need to have that are our expression toward man today. My friend, you've got to be long-suffering with them. You've got to be gentle with them. And you've got to show them goodness today. I told the men down in the prayer room, we were talking about people being saved and praying for them. Youngs, listen, you can't go to a drunk and tell him he's a drunk and he's going to hell. My friend, you can't do that and win that person to Christ. You got to go to him, my friend, in love and compassion and show him the love of God that's in your heart and your life. That's where that long-suffering and gentleness and meekness comes in to our life today. I have never led a person to Christ by telling them where they're at. But I have led them to Christ, telling them how much God loves them, how much God cares about them, how much God wants to save them today. You see, we need that in our life today. We cannot, we absolutely cannot, my friend, retaliate on somebody that's trying to destroy us. We can't really retaliate on them and try to win them to Christ. It don't work. It absolutely don't work. You've got to be long-suffering. You've got to be gentle. My friend, you've got to show them the love of God in your heart and in your life to win them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Young as the world is trying to destroy our Christian character. And I want to tell you today, some of you are going to face this tomorrow. God would not have laid this on my heart to try to help you with tonight if you're not going to face some of these things tomorrow. You will. I tell you, I faced some this week. This week, I faced them. But you know what I done? I looked at them with a smile on my face and did not say a word. And after a few minutes, they shut up and walked away. That hurt them more than if it would if I'd have said something to them. Now, you and I can start an argument. We can even start fist fighting. I can get you so riled up, get you so in such a way, if you don't crucify this flesh, that you're ready to fight. But youngins, what good is all that going to do? Youngins, we've got to have love in our heart and our soul. We've got to have this compassion. We've got to be long-suffering. Preacher, how many times do you have to go to this person? As many times it takes. If it takes 10 years, 15 years, 25 years, you keep going. And asking God to save. My friend, one of these days, you may hear that phone ring and answer that phone. And on the other end is that person that you've been praying for. That person that's been trying to kill your Christian character. My friend, they'll say, Kenny, I give my heart to Jesus. I want to tell you that I'm sorry for all the things I've said and done. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Oh, wouldn't that be a blessing? This Christian character, the world's trying to destroy. But youngins, God wants us to take this fruit of the Spirit. These things, these nine things in the Word of God, He wants us to have them in our heart and in our life. My friend, we're in possession of those things. And we need to realize that tonight. You're in possession of the love of God, the joy of God, and the peace of God. That's the character of an inward state in our life. My friends, that's on the inside of every one of us today. We've got that in our heart and in our life. My friend, the character is expressed toward man, our long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness today. We've got to show them that, hey, we're praying for you and I want God to save you today. The last three are faith, meekness, and temperance. My friend, I want to tell you something about them. That's a character that is expressed toward God. Youngins, without looking to God, asking Him to help us today, you cannot have faith. You can have everything in this world today, and without faith, it's no good. No good. You've got to have faith. My friend, faith is something that you just can't reach out there and get a hold of, but you can see the results of it. Faith is when you're standing and you look down and there's nothing that you're standing on. That's faith. My friend, we've got to have faith in our life in order to reach these folks that's trying to tear down our Christian character today. Not only faith, but my friend, we've got to have meekness in our life. We've got to be meek today. Youngins, listen, you know, proud being proud today and throwing all this proud stuff around, all it does is hurt you today. That's all it does. You've got to be meek and realize today, I was in your shoes before I got saved. I was doing the same thing you were doing before I got saved. That's the way we need to look at it today. Get ourselves in meekness and cover our life in meekness and say, Lord God, you help me to have this meekness in my heart and my life. You help me to show this individual that I love them and I'm praying for them. And I want to tell you something. That's the hardest thing that you'll ever do. But I want you to know this. If you'll do it, God will move and God will bless. And I know that He will. The Bible says faith, meekness, and temperance. My friend, we've got to have a level head on us. You cannot go fight Satan, my friend, with a ball bat. It won't work. My friend, the only way you can fight Satan is on your knees before God, saying, Lord God, You take care of this situation. You give me what I need in my life, this love and compassion and concern in my life. You give that to me, and You take care of the rest of it today. My friend, He'll take care of all that today. All these things taken together that I've shared with you there, the 9 characteristics of graces. My friend, all these things put together shows you a picture, a moral picture of Jesus Christ. He had them all. He had them all. And you know what He done? He said, Father, I'll go. I'll go. I'll go down there and I'll die for Kenny Anderson. I'll give my life. I'll shed my blood. You put your name in there. Jesus said, I'll go and I'll die for him. My friend, I want to tell you something. God loves us that much today to die on the cross of Calvary for you and I today. Listen, not only that, you'll find in St. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. My friend, all this is possible because of a vital union with God. It talks about in John 15 about the vine. We've got to be part of the branches. We're part of the vine. Do you understand that tonight? Every person's been saved by God's grace, come from the vine. My friend, you know who the vine is? The vine is Jesus Christ. He said everything comes from the vine. I mean, these Kenny Anderson, you can put your name there, it come from the vine. My friend, all this, with that, all of that in our heart and our life is possible because of the vital union that we have with Jesus Christ today. Church, listen to me. I am not your pastor, but I was asked to preach tonight. I want to tell you today, it is a burden to me that folks are not giving their heart and their life to the Lord by the groves out of this church. And I believe that we need to realize today that we are part of this vine. We are branches. We are extensions of this church. I want to see folks saved by God's grace. I want to see folks come to God weeping and crying, asking God to save them. That's my heart's desire. And young'uns, I'm sharing this with you today to help you, to encourage you today, to realize that there's folks out there trying to tear down your Christian character. And young'uns, we need to stand up and say, Lord, You help me to show love, compassion, and concern. You help me with these 9 graces that the Apostle Paul, gives us in this walk with Jesus Christ. I challenge the men in the prayer room. I want to encourage you tonight. Listen, I labored over this. I even told my wife, I said, I'm not sure where I'm supposed to preach this or not. I am not your pastor. But God said, listen, you've got to share it with them. And so that's what I've done tonight. I told you it's not a shouting message. I sat there in my study and I wept and cried. And I said, Lord God, are You sure? And He said, You preach it. And so, young'uns, I've done my part tonight. I want you to know today that God loves you. and we're in the vine. When the choir sings, I can feel the Spirit of God. Listen, I am a shouter. I'm going to tell you up front, I am a shouter. I know I like to scare some of you to death the other day, but I could not contain myself. I am a shouter. If you don't believe me, you ask any of my family, anywhere that people know me when I preach the Word of God, I'm a shouter. I can't help it. I don't want to scare you, but I'm going to mind God. I'm going to mind God. I'm a shouter and I'm a crier. When brother, our pastor, preached over in the book of Acts, oh my goodness, that's my message. That's mine. That's mine. I cried like a baby through the whole thing. I couldn't do nothing but wipe tears, and he'd look at me and I'd wipe tears. I don't know what he thought about me, brother Mark, but that's mine. That was my experience. That was my family. And young'uns, God, it's amazing what he can do if we'll just show the love, compassion, and concern that God wants us to show. Now listen to me. We've got to take care of this. I'm telling you right now, I'd love to pick up a baseball bat this week. I'd love to went to swinging. I'm telling you, I would have. But you know what stopped me? That was in my heart. I said, no. I said, done said I wasn't a preacher. I said, God never called me. I said, I was nothing. Dirt on their shoes. Called me everything but in the book. But you know what? God just put that smile on my face. I looked him right in the eye, that smile on my face. Just stood there. They finally got done. Turned that way and walked off. I said, Lord, thank you. Because I knew that hurt them more than anything else I could have done. But you got to take care of this. You got to take care of this. And it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to take care of this. But if you take care of this, God will take care of the other. He certainly will. I appreciate you tonight, church. I love you. I want to see God move, and I want to see God work. And I want to see folks saved by the grace of God. And let's pray for our church. Pray that God would help us. And young'uns, if you need to crucify the flesh, get busy and crucify this flesh and let God put this joy, peace, and love. Listen, love, joy, and peace, that's the character of the inward state. Long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, that's the character in expression toward man. You've got to be long-suffering, gentle, and show some goodness into their life. Then we find faith, meekness, and temperance. My friend, that is a character that we express toward God. Without those in our life, youngs, we're fighting a losing battle. But listen, the world is trying to tear you and I down. They're trying to come in and destroy our character. But listen, the Bible says that we've overcome the world. Thank God for that. Amen. And Paul said there and I read it to you in Galatians 2:20. He said, it's not me. Youngers, when we realize that tonight, it's not you. But it's Jesus Christ that's in you. What's in you is going to come out. It's going to come out one way or the other. It's going to come out. Amen. Let's let it come out in love and meekness and kindness and joy and temperance and goodness. Let it come out that God would take that and touch a soul, and that soul might be convicted and drawn down to an old-fashioned altar by His grace and by His love today. Church, I love you tonight. I'm not apologizing because this is what God laid on my heart. But I know people. I wasn't in this thing yesterday. People want a good sounding, uplifting, you know, a good feeling message. Oh, that's what I love. But as a pastor, you've got to lift them up, but you got to tell them the truth. You got to show them the truth in the Word of God. And like I said, I'm not your pastor, but God laid this on my heart. And I pray that God will just touch your heart and your life. Help us to get on our knees and pray. Help us to have this love and joy and peace in our heart and our life. And youngs, when the world comes at you, don't retaliate on them. Just stand there with a smile on your face and say, thank God I'm free, free indeed, by the blood of the Lamb of God. Youngs, when everything's said and done, it's over with, you're going to be standing before God, just you and God. That's it. Nobody else is going to be standing there but you and God. And He's going to look at you and say, come on in, my good and faithful servant. He said, I'm going to open the doors for you, and you just come right on in. And youngs, I'm going to tell you today that what a glorious time that shall be. The Bible says you're going to be known as you're known. Somebody asked me, he said, are you going to know your loved ones when you get to glory? I said, well, I can just tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says you're going to be known as you're known. Amen. I'm going to be Kenny over there. We're going to have a new name. Yeah, we're going to have a new name. But that name God's going to give us. But when we get there, I'm going to be known who I am, and so are you. We're going to know our loved ones. Now, listen. God has done so much for each and every one of us today. Don't let the devil tear down your Christian character. You take care of this flesh so that the devil has no opportunity to come in and tear down your Christian character. If your wife says something to you, husband, if you say something to your wife that you ought not say, listen, husband and wife, stand there and look at them with a smile on your face and say, honey, I love you. No matter what. If your children or your in-laws, outlaws, whatever, my friend, show the love of God in your heart and your life to them. Love will penetrate a lot further than anything else that you and I can do in our life today. Amen. May God bless you is our prayer. Father, I thank you again for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord, just to stand, Lord God, tonight. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the message. And I pray, Lord God, you'd help the church, Lord God, here at Calvary, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you'd move in every heart, every soul, and every life. God, you take these messages, Lord God, we've heard for the last three services here at the house of God. I pray, God, that you'd honor these services and, God, that your will would be done in each one. Father, I pray, Lord God, you save that one, Lord, that's nearest hell. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd help that person, Lord God, that may face Satan tomorrow, Lord, trying to tear down their Christian character. Help them, God. You know what you have to do in their life. And, Father, I pray, God, that you do whatever needs to be done. And, Father, we'll thank you and praise you. Give you the glory and honor and praise, Lord God, for all that you do. For us in Christ's name, Lord, we pray. Amen.